God bless you all. And do you know what? Tonight's all been about sort of like about fear and believing in God, trusting in Him, and things that are going on in this world. As I say every week, you know, and it doesn't change. We are listening to a man, you know, when really we should be listening to God. And that there is no fear. You know, when we really trust in God, fear doesn't even become an issue in our lives. You know, because we know what our God can do. That He is all-knowing, He is all-powerful. So when we look to Him, we only have faith, confidence and trust. So the fear is put aside and we just go to Him knowing that whatever we desire, you know, that's a desire, but a desire, something that you long for or you are believing for. So when you know that, that what God is offering you comes freely. Like, if I said to you, okay, so you can go down the shop, you can take anything in the shop, it's free. You'd go and take it. Well, I'm saying to you right now, God's love, goodness, grace and mercy is free. Take it. Right? God only wants you to have one thing, and that is faith. That you are not swayed by anything that the adversary throws at you. Remembering that He is just a mere smidge on the end of your boot. And every time you step out in faith, you are crushing Him beneath your feet. You have to really believe that, that He is nothing. You know, God says, greater is He that is in this world. So, is the devil bigger than God? No, he's not. Because greater is He that's in me than he that's in this world. The adversary goes about seeking whom he may devour. Are you allowing him to devour you? Or are you standing up knowing that you've got God in Christ in you and that you are all-knowing and all-powerful? Because when God's working in you, you are all-knowing because He gives you that wisdom and that knowledge. And He's there with you, backing you up, guiding you in every situation. You know, we have to pull on that strength. No matter what the world's saying. At the moment, we've got this Omicron. Well, you know, if you turn it around, it says it's moronic. In other words, moronic is stupid, it's foolish. You know, they've told lies. They've been caught out in their lies. And now they're backtracking. Oh, you need a booster now. Oh, you need to do this. No, all we need to do is go to God. Just go to God, knowing that you are safe in His hands. Greater is He that's in you. Remember that. Greater is He that's in you. No matter what the world's throwing at us. Greater is He that's in you than he that's in this world. With his lies and his deceit and his false narrative. Putting fear into people's lives. You know, I go to a place on a Wednesday. And all these ladies, if I get there around 11, 10 past 11, they're all sat in their community room having coffee and biscuits. And that room is usually packed with 12, 15 people. And I went there Wednesday after Boris, right? Did his announcement on Tuesday. Was it Monday or Tuesday? One of the announcements. I think it was Monday night he did an announcement, first of all. Gone there Wednesday morning. There's three. Three people. And I said, where is everyone? Oh, no, well, you know, with what Boris announced, you know, everybody's got a little bit fearful now. And they're not coming down for their coffee morning. And I went to say something. And this lady said, well, you know, my daughter had a Zoom meeting with the health secretary and he was saying that this Omicron and this, that and the other, and you know, it's more contagious. I said, it might be more contagious. It's no different to flu. Flu's contagious. I think we've had one death from Omicron. So why are you scaring these people? You know, we got elderly ladies in their 80s and 90s sat in the chair like quivering with fear. And it just angers me. So I said, why are you saying these things? Like, just because your daughter had a Zoom meeting, they are just people. No disrespect to your daughter, but she's just listening to a man. A man that has no reference or no understanding, never worked within the health environment, so he's taking his information from someone else. And we all know, you know, that little game we used to play when we were children. I tell you something, you tell it to your friend tells it to your friend's friend, and by the time it gets back to me, it's not even the same thing as I said in the beginning. So, you know, everybody likes to build on this fear and it's so dramatic and, oh, you know, we're all going to die. You know, we better lock up ourselves in our houses and not go out. What a load of rubbish. God says, live each day like it's the last. You enjoy each day. And anyone you come in contact with, you tell them the same. Live each day like it's your last. Make that day count. Walk in great faith, knowing that you don't know what tomorrow brings. And like Danny said, we don't know what has happened a few days ago or last month. Can't do anything about that either. But we live in the moment. You know, Jesus Christ lived in the moment. You know, when all those people came to see him and they needed feeding. What was it? 5 loaves and 2 fish. And he fed them all. He lived in the moment. Lawrence said, you have needs over Christmas? Do not fear. God will not leave you without. He will come through one way or another. So just continue to look to him. He's a gracious, good God. Why would you want to feed the narrative and live in fear when you can live in faith and have all that God has to offer? So I really encourage you this week to step out of that fear and into that glorious walk of faith with God. And there's plenty of people around that are going to give you encouragement and the confidence that you need to really crush that devil beneath your feet. Because remember, he is nothing. He is nothing. And there's nothing new under the sun. You know, God states it in his word. And just always remember that greater is he that's in you than he that's in this world. Bless your heart.